On today's Good Word, we're talking about different attitudes to the Lord from different origins and what the Lord wants from us. The sacrifices that are required by the law of Moses had to be perfect. As a representation of the coming Savior, they were to be firstborn males free of any disease or infirmity. Such an animal would be highly prized by anyone, and sacrificing it would likely be a hit financially. But the commandment was to remind the people of God that their coming Messiah would be free of sin himself, able to take their sins upon himself for their salvation. But despite the clear lesson the law was trying to teach, many Israelites began to slack in their devotion. In chapter 1 of Malachi, the Lord reprimands his people for their lax attitude towards their faith. As he'd made clear throughout the Old Testament, the point was not the sacrifices themselves, but the heart, the attitude behind them. When his people continually disregarded their obligations in both faith and works, the Lord reminded them that his name would be carried beyond their borders to those with hearts open enough to receive him. Ye said also, "Behold, what a weariness is it, and ye have snuffed at it, saith the Lord of hosts, and ye brought that which was torn, and the lame, and the sick. Thus ye brought an offering. Should I accept this of your hand, saith the Lord? For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles, and in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts." Here, in this last book of the Old Testament, we can track the centuries-long story of the Lord reaching out to all his children. The law had long been held only by the Israelites, who were asked to share the word of the Lord as he commanded. But soon his word would go forth to the Gentiles, finding those who would love the Lord no matter their history. The house of Israel had long held themselves separate from the rest of the world, thinking it a sign of the Lord's special care for them and them alone. But while Israel would continue to have special responsibilities in the kingdom, Malachi foreshadowed a time when all the earth would call the Lord of Israel their own. God is no respecter of persons, not subject to the same prejudices and divisions that humanity tends to allow. No matter our origins or our family history, we all have equal claim on the Lord's blessings and entry to his kingdom. Devotion to God isn't about heritage or adherence to tradition, but relies on our personal faithfulness to God. The Lord seeks servants who are willing to learn of him and his law, accepting it not just as an obligation, but as a joy. The most important product in all our worship is not physical sacrifices we put on the table, but our change of heart. The Lord is not so much concerned about how well we can follow his commandments as he is about the change we're making as we learn to do so. Perfection will come later and only through his power. Right now, God is seeking our willingness and our commitment. He wants to change our hearts by us giving to him the only real thing we have to offer. That sacrifice is not bound by country, history, or people, only by our personal decision. And that's the good word.